You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, we got a special treat for you today, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday edition, July 15th, and a Friday, July 16th of Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt Derry. Thank you for listening and joining us. Follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions. Also, we post this podcast on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page each and every day. Today, I made you the promise yesterday, and we're delivering. Promises made, promises delivered. Ready to roll, ready to roll, ready to roll, to quote Stu Feiner. Al Bubba Baker, Lions legend, all-time sack leader in the National Football League single season. Thank you to Pro Football Reference. They looked it up. They did research. And finally, it has come to fruition that Al has been recognized, Bubba's been recognized, with his 23 sacks in his rookie season of 1978, playing under Monty Clark and the 7-9 Lions, the Silver Rush, Purifoy and English, William Gay, all those guys. Bubba had 23 sacks. But remember, they didn't count sacks as a regular season stat, as a playoff stat, until 1982. So the single season all-time sack leader is Michael Strahan's 22.5 from 2001, when Brett Favre slid into him and gave him that sack to give him the record, beating Mark Gastineau from 1984. Bubba always said, and I've known this man for years, 19 years, he always told me, Matt, it's my record. I had 23, but they never counted the stats. Lo and behold, he's going to tell his story coming up next right here on Locked On Lions, and join us. First, bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Folks, if you want to bet, there is one sporting event going on other than the British Open or the Open Championship, and that is tonight in the spotlight, Yankees-Red Sox. Of course, one baseball game to start the second half of the season, and it's Yankees-Red Sox on ESPN. If you want to bet on it because you got nothing else to watch, Tigers don't play until tomorrow when the Twins come to town, go to betonline.ag. Were you watching last night's NBA Finals game? It looked like the Suns plus 4.5 or 5. They were going to win outright and cover. Then it turns out neither happened. You want to bet on game 5? Go to betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their run to the playoffs in Major League Baseball, or these teams are going at it in the NBA to try to win a championship with the finals tied at 2. BetOnline, they're the best. Head to the website, sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Promo code is LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, folks, I promised this interview yesterday on the show. I am, like, so excited to talk to my buddy Al Bubba Baker, the newly crowned single-season sack leader, the legend from the Lions in 1978, my former partner in Detroit Fury Games, Arena Football. Al, love hearing your voice, man. Congrats. It's got to be a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, the last couple of days have been, you know, Matt, I've been talking with family, and I think the biggest thing is the number, 43 years. I mean, you think about it, in most cases, you know, guys find out about it when it's too late. So I'm glad to be able to share with my family and my friends like yourself and the Detroit Lions fans, man. They just seem like we always take it on the chin one way or another, but it seems to be one of those good things. And more than anything, Matt, there's four people that, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say I'm just the guy that gets to wear the cape, if you will. Doug English, John Woodcock, and Dave Purifoy, and then as a swingman, Bill Gates. Those are the guys that they are responsible for me getting 23 sacks, because unless you're Reggie White, and I mean that in all seriousness, no one single man can do it by himself. And in the case of Reggie White, he just picked people up and threw them on the quarterback. And I haven't seen anybody, you know, even close to rushing like that with that big, that strength and that amount of speed all in one. And so, you know, I'm just happy to be in the company and of those guys. And then lastly, and more importantly, Floyd Peters, who demanded the best of every last one of us, every single game, every practice, in the meeting rooms. I mean, he demanded, you know, that we learn something new every day about our craft and that we were professional football players and not pros in the NFL, but professionals. So thanks to those guys, I get to wear the cape to represent us all.
All right, listen to me. The other night, what happened? Like, who calls you? How do you find out? Because, you know, this broke, and this is kind of a weird one here.
A super weird one. And I don't mind sharing it, Matt. It brought me to tears. Because it was like, well, I normally hear, I don't know about you, but I normally set my phone where it said, do not disturb. From like 9 o'clock at night till 10 the next morning, I don't do anything. I go to the gym, I pray, I meditate, and I never, ever look at my phone. I listen to, there's a Bible app on there, in fact. For some reason, it was 4:35 in the morning. I don't know what happened or how my system broke down, but I wound up clicking in on my text. It was a guy on there named, was it Dave? David Singer, and the text went on to say, congratulations, you know, blah, 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 we'd love to have you on the show with the NFL Network or something like that. And, you know, and through teary eyes, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. So I tapped on the patio door and got my wife's attention, and my wife was like, what happened? I said, nothing bad, because we've got adult kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, so, you know, you get one of those kinds of alarms, typically it's not good. And I said, no, everything's good. And we started to discuss it, and then my wife sent it to the family. They called. They were crying. Everybody had a good cry. And I think the cry, we somebody helped me. It might have been my son yesterday. He said, you know, Dad, I think I know where the tears came from. And I said, I hope you can tell me. I said, because I don't seem to be able to stop. And he said, well, you've had to watch all these guys, you know, in the new era that get 10, 11, 12 sacks and then sign 60, 80, 100.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, that's the reality of it. He said, but you never talk about it. And I think that's true. That's not envy. It's not jealousy. It's a reality. And, you know, I missed out on that because it wasn't officially accredited to me. And it was kind of the second part of that was the way Mike Strahan got sacked number 22 and a half with Brett Favre laying down. I was like, he didn't really need it. He was having a great year. And, you know, to see Brett Favre lay down like that, I kind of thought, well, I mean, that takes the sport out of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like turkeys under a net. You know, you call that hunting? That's how I felt about it. So all that emotion, all at once. And then I let go of it, man. I was done, you know? And, you know, except for these interviews to thank my friends like you, people who know that I legitimately did that, you know, achievement. And so now it's come to fruition, and Matt, you know how it is. On to the next challenge.
More with Al Bubba Baker coming up next. First, Built Bar. Folks, I've told you for months, it seems like years, the best protein bar out there is Built Bar. They're incredible, right? This is even like eating a protein bar because it tastes so good. Best tasting protein bar on the market. Whether you like coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, there's something for everybody at Built Bar. Get your hands on one of these babies today, and they're healthy too. All right, most of the bars have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. My buddy Anthony Pavicic, he loves these things. Noah Taluki, I know you're listening. Former U of D Jesuit legend. He loves, get yourself some Built Bars, Noah. Get them for the family. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Do you remember, Al, we're talking to Al Bubba Baker. You remember, you and I worked together in 02. You would tell me, you told me numerous times in the press box at the Palace, whenever we were just talking, you're like, that Strahan thing, do you know who holds the real record? And of course, I grew up in Cleveland, I didn't know, and you're like, it was me, 1978, they didn't keep the record. And so when I saw this, I went, oh my gosh, he used to tell me about this, it's really happening.
Yeah, yeah, and again, Matt, you know, I wasn't the guy, you know, lots of people have tried to draw me. Almost every year that the ballot would come up for the Hall of Fame, which ironically, Matt, here is, and when I say I was on the patio praying, I was thanking God that, you know, I'm around and I don't have CTE. I still work, you know, every day. I got a full life. I got bumps and bruises, and, you know, I've had a spine operation, knee replacement, shoulder replacement, but I don't complain. And when I say to you, this came from God, I say that because just this year, if you do the math, I just reached that point where I was no longer eligible for the Hall of Fame. I went into the abyss called the committee, you know, the old boys committee.
Oh, yeah.
where they you know, elect like 900 people for one spot, you know, and so to have that as a, here, Al, here's a parting gift for your career, it was really emotional for us all, because pretty much it seemed like it was over. And I guess that's why, as athletes, it's never over until the Bat Lady sings. And so far, you know, this is really a cool thing. And you know, coming through and still parts of COVID, it's nice to have good stuff happen. We've all seen the whole ugly in the whole world.
Sure.
And so now when something good happens, we kind of have to slow down, take a deep breath. You know, and in my case, I mean literally. Take deep breaths, sit for a moment, and be grateful. And do you get what I'm saying? I mean,
yes, 100%.
It's humbling, man. You know, and Gary Purefoy is in pass rush heaven. John Woodcock is in pass rush heaven. Floyd is up there. So I know those guys are cheering and saying, man, you know, congratulations, man. And I think the biggest part of that group. Now, Matt, I shared this with my family yesterday, and since we work together, I'd like to share this with you.
Yeah.
Would you like me to share something really special with you about this whole thing?
Tell me.
I left Detroit because the way the situation was, admittedly, for selfish reasons, and the truth of it was, every time I went to the Pro Bowl, I'd see a guy across from me, and we'd start talking shop, and I'd say, hey, man, I'm making $25,000. You're like, $25,000? What? You know? And then you bring that back. You know what I mean? Sour grapes.
Sure.
So I forced them behind the scenes to trade me. So when I got to St. Louis, they had a guy out of Michigan who was very talented named Curtis Greer.
Of course.
Guy out of Florida, David Galloway. I mean, he ran a 4.5 at 265. And then the successful coach in the JC area, Mark Duda. We had talent out the wazoo. Then Michael Dean Perry and Carl Harrison and talent, all of it down the line. Then Minnesota, Chris Dolman, Keith Millard, Henry Thomas, who played for Detroit, Al Noga, Bill Gay again, Doug Martin. And what I'm trying to say to you is, I thought that I would take my ball and go to St. Louis and we'd be more successful. We didn't touch the Silver Rush. We didn't touch the Silver Rush in Cleveland. We didn't touch the Silver Rush in Minnesota. And what I'm trying to say to you is, we really had something special. We were a band of gypsies. We all had like a certain flaw, but together we were this awesome thing. And I just talked to Doug Williams this morning. He called me to congratulate me. And he said, you know, man, you guys, my entire career, whether I was in Washington or in Tampa, I always told people you guys were the best defensive line I've ever seen. You got after the quarterback. So, Matt, I look back in hindsight and I think to myself, man, I see all these players jumping teams. Just, you know, they've already signed a $800 billion contract just for the purpose that they didn't get what they thought was due to them. Look at Aaron Rodgers. You know, perfect example. Aaron Rodgers, a perfect example.
Right.
Somebody hurt his feelings, so he don't want to play. And he's the MVP and got him to one game away. And I'm saying this to a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, be careful what you wish for. You may go somewhere else, and they don't give a crap about you. And they are selfish. And the receivers are saying, throw me the ball. I'm not kidding you, man. I learned that, and I've been sharing that with my family. Be careful what you wish for, because I played with guys far more talented than the Silver Rush, but we never became family like we were in Detroit. We never cared enough about each other to play together. And a perfect example is my granddaughter's 13, and she just kind of figured out, you know, recently, in the last 6 months, who her grandfather is. She just knows me as Papa. And she's like, Papa, you know, some of these silly boys at my school want me to get your autograph. And
how about that?
What do you think? She's like, I would never ask you for an autograph. You know, this is my granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
I'm her grandfather, right?
That's pretty cool. Come on.
It's really cool, man. And so my point to you is, 43 years later, it's happened, and so I'm cool with it, but I do know that I am wearing the cape to represent the Silver Rush, man. Without them, that, I mean, it was proven, you know, as soon as I left, went to St. Louis, I had 13 and a half sacks for St. Louis Cardinals to lead the team, and the rest of us, I mean, it was never, ever anything like the Silver Rush, and I just wish that I would have been able to play that whole scene out and see where it would have gone.
Well,
and
add those kind of pieces. Let me cut you off. Detroit, you know this. You're not the only one that's left. Cal, you know, the stigma of they let Calvin retire, they let Barry Sanders retire, they push players out. Now, I'll tell you this, Bubba, being up here in Detroit over 20 years now, the culture seems better. The hires of Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes as GM, it seems like Sheila Ford Hamp as owner is more understanding of what the fans and what this organization has gone through. And actually, there's some positivity again around this city for the Lions. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm all over it, and I agree with you. Most recently, a lady by the name of Jen McCullum called me, and she's in, like, communities. She's over all that. And we had a long conversation about 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night, and she said to me, and I mean this, she said, why aren't you around more? And I was very honest with her. I said, well, to be honest with you, you know, it had appeared nothing had changed. I said, you know, a couple of years back, I went with the team to London, and I said, you know, nothing against anybody in particular, but I said to her, I said, you know, Monty Clark was still there as a consultant to the Lions. And I said, you know, it wouldn't have shocked me if Matt Millen wasn't, you know, part of the staff. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, some of this stuff doesn't make sense. Matt, I'll give you this thing that sometimes we all scratch our heads. I remember the guy's name was Eric Mangini. You remember?
Yeah. Former Browns coach.
But now you get it. So the year before, the Jets fired him for being 7-9. The very next season, the Browns hired him, and I'm thinking, you know the Jets fired him for subpar performance. And he came into Cleveland with a name. His moniker was Man Genius.
Correct.
And obviously that didn't work out. And he, you know, they separated it, you know, literally in a year, but they just kind of went through the whole motions. And then, you know, I think Romeo Crennel, somebody came in, you know, but it was ugly. And to use that as an example, I sensed that when I went back with him. I don't sense it anymore because of the conversation that I had with this lady, and she convinced me. I didn't need to be convinced. She shared with me. She said, things are different now at the top. And she said, you know, at the top, the belief is I don't know nothing about football. Let me go get football people.
Nice.
And I'm thinking, well, why did that take 40 years?
Longer than that.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. You know, there are people out there, there are some football minds that, you know, that's all they do. But I'm amazed that nobody had copied what was being successful. I mean, that's how you win in the National Football League. If it's big 300-pound lineman and you bring in a 250-pound running back and then you bring in a scat back to throw them off and your receivers can block, you know, if that's what got to the Super Bowl next year, typically everybody copycats that and they start going in that direction. Everybody except for what we used to do, we would not do it. We'd have 8 first-round defensive linemen and go to the 30 front. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of interesting. Why are we going to...
You said 40 years. It's been one playoff win since 1957, brother. I mean, that's like 60 years. Oh, man.
I try not to say that. But
I know. I can't.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I just want to say this to you. I am looking forward to building a better relationship with the current Detroit Lions, and I've always rooted for them. I've always had that broken heart by, you know, sticking with them, and I'm still a Lions fan. I can't, nothing personal. I can't root for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I live in the Tampa area. It just doesn't feel right because
right.
We used to play.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I just can't see myself as good and as brilliant as what they did with Tom Brady. I envy them. You know, I'm jealous to see them turn it around like they did and go get it. You know, as Coach Aaron says down here over and over and over, no risk it, no biscuit. I think that's a great philosophy. He believes in, you know, trying to win. And once we get that in Detroit, I hope guys like you and I hope we never, ever have to deal with the bandwagon syndrome, because I got a feeling, but I don't want to talk about it, if you will. I'll just wait, and hopefully it'll happen the way I think it's kind of setting up, you know, as a sleeper. I think that's the word that guys in your profession, I see them as being sleepers, and I just hope they, you know, take steps towards the big picture, and that's winning the Super Bowl.
Yep.
As Lions fan, in my lifetime, so 43 years later, they acknowledge a fact that has always been there. Cool. I'm totally good with that, okay? But during my lifetime, I really would like to see the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl. That's the big picture.
Well, Al, it's so great to hear your voice. We're so happy for you here in Detroit. You're going into this record books legit now as a Lion. And when you come up, I'll come down and see you, because I know they do a pretty good job with the alumni here. And we got to get you back. I know you've been back before, but congrats, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, Matt, thank you. Thank you for being a friend, man. I mean, we've got a long relationship, and life is all about relationships. And go Lions.
All right, folks, the all-time single-season sack leader now. It took, like he said, 48 years, but there he is. Al Bubba Baker, formerly of the Detroit Lions, 1978 to 1982. And, boy, did he open up there. A very candid Bubba Baker, trying to get back in the good graces of the team, wants to be more of a part of it. The Lions, as he said, Jen McCollum, reached out to him. That's awesome. So congratulations to Al Bubba Baker. Yes, former radio analyst for the Detroit Fury for a year. I got a chance to work with him, got to know him. He is just an awesome guy. So we are so happy for him. That's Locked On Lions for this Thursday, July 15th. Talk to you again next week.